Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February 4th, 2017. And today I'm doing a comprehensive review of the news over this last week. You can see the information, the show information that's up with the archives. And what I'm doing is a full spectrum of geopolitical views regarding the big changes affecting the whole world. And this is stuff from this last week that I think you'll find interesting. There's a lot of mind-blowing stuff going on, and sometimes it's good to cuss and discuss what's really going on. Or as Mark Twain said, under certain circumstances, urgent circumstances, desperate circumstances, profanity provides a relief denied even to prayer. So, I mean, that's kind of the prevailing awareness of, you know, people that let off steam every once in a while. So with all the changes swirling around in the world, there's a lot of cussing and discussing of what's going on. And everyone is processing this shift of the ages in their own way. General enlightenment with the Internet has already occurred for about 4 billion people now connected with the Internet. So there's a full spectrum of an enlightenment frequencies, you might say, that's in the global mind that's resonating with, you know, the collective field of consciousness that is now maturing with a new social conscience as an all-connected whole that serves the benefit of all. This is the new net reality of global social conscience emerging in our global social networks. So this is where it's going fast, folks, and all the public news we're seeing is just symptoms of a massive paradigm shift in the collective conscience of global humanity. And I thought I'd take it from the top. I'm going to go through this news review that you can pull up in a separate window on your computer. I'm not sure how you would do it. On your smartphone, open another tab, and you can go through the podcast. You can be listening to that in one window, and another window you can be going through this multimedia show I've got with links and videos, about 5 videos in this news debriefing of this last week. And so you can, and from the show information I've given you the links where you can open this other window, which are these articles and that I'll be referencing. So some of you who have a smartphone or a tablet with earbuds, you can sit back, listen to the podcast, and have a full-blown multimedia show, you know, from the show overview today. So I'm giving basically a reading on this news compendium that I did for this last week, and you can get a sense of, you know, the overview, big picture, and different aspects of the big picture, different news briefs and videos from this last week. You can go into that on your own. What really interests you? I thought I'd give the overview first. And again, what intrigues you in the presentation I'm giving today, you can go into it on your own, because this is a window into what's, you know, transforming the world right now and what's behind the scenes. And we're talking behind the scenes spiritually, mentally, politically, emotionally, and physically. The things, you know, signs of the times that are clear indications of where things could go or are going. So I thought I'd take it from the top. This is the article, blog from this last week, this week's news, A Spectrum of Views. So taking it from the top, what's happening with these big changes, some would call it Trump change, you know, since the election, and what's going on geopolitically, it's not as important as, you know, as important as how, it's not what's happening. It's what's really important is how we respond to what's happening. You know, the old proactive versus reactive. And I'm talking about responding with, ideally, with pure intention for discernment, or not so much, or, you know, and focused attention with coherence, or not so much, plus love's retention as fearless faith, or not so much. In other words, it's a choice. You know, you have pure intention for discernment and focused attention with coherence and love's retention as fearless faith, or not so much. So this is basically the message in these messages and these news briefs from this last week. Take it from the top, taking it from the top first spiritually. Then there's two videos that I've provided that are, you know, give a spiritual orientation at the top, you know, and then goes, and then following that, there's an orientation to some higher mental stuff as far as what's going on in the collective conscience of global humanity and what's shaping the evolution of the higher mental body, you might say, in the global mind, you know, the higher mental concepts and constructs that are shaping the collective conscience. There are several articles in that regard. There's some contemporary news articles. And it finishes up with some, you might say, advanced cosmic stuff, cosmic understanding of what's going on in cosmos at large, the secret space program in particular, and what they've discovered down in Antarctica. There's a couple of videos in that regard. And so I'm giving you kind of a debriefing of, you know, this news brief. And there's different things in there that are, you know, are mind-blowing by themselves. But as a whole, it's like paradigm shift. You know, within the context of, if you take the full spectrum of the news from this last, you can see a paradigm shift. And I've got a link in different articles I've referenced within this overview, this news overview, I must have referenced the word paradigm shift with a hot link going to a website by the guru of corporate paradigm shift, the business of paradigms. And of course, Trump's a businessman, and he's got people around him that are paradigm shift oriented. And the business of paradigms, just understanding, there's a video, and I've linked with this, the keywords paradigm shift throughout these articles, throughout this initial news brief and the articles, two of the articles that I'm going to be going into in more depth in this understanding of what's going on in the collective consciousness with a paradigm shift and what that means, what that looks like from the mouth of the, you might say, the guru of the business of paradigms for the understanding of what a paradigm, this paradigm shift really is going on in the collective consciousness. This is the big news. There's the shift is on. The shift has hit the fan, so to speak. And this understanding is probably perhaps the most important news of the hour, to understand that things are changing, how they're changing, where it's going, and to get a clear vision of the, you might say, the divine portents for things getting better along more enlightened lines that frame a higher consciousness and communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective social conscience and our global social networks. So if you can't, you know, in this news thing I'm debriefing, I'm going to be giving now, if you can't find something you really like or dislike, you know, then you may be suffering from mind-numbing, info overload, cognitive dissonance, or some other dis-ease of dim and conscious and heartless, known as lockstep left brain paradigm paralysis. As explained in the videos I provided, referenced, you know, again, on paradigm shift. You've got paradigm shift and you got paradigm paralysis that resists and resents the shift. And this is always what happens when you've got a major systemic paradigm shift going on in the evolution, revolution, revelations of cosmic history. Whenever there's a definitive systemic paradigm shift within a collective conscience, you might say, you know, with, like in this case, it's the global mind in terms of our instant everywhere interactive connection and what that means as far as where that's going, of how we become conscious, of how we are conscious as a whole and individually, this understanding, the language of consciousness that involves and evolves conscience, people who have listened to my show know what I'm talking about here. It's a metaphor for, you know, the concept of and the understanding of information's ecology, whereby we recycle general knowledge in the way that generates specific wisdom, which is what social networks are doing in the global consciousness now. It's involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. So, excuse me, I'm just getting over a little bit of a cold. Okay. So, I'm getting ahead of myself, which I tend to do, but I'm giving you kind of a preview of the review of this last week. You know, of how what I'm going to be going through, I'm giving you a preview. So this is, again, referencing real contemporary stuff for this last week, videos from this last week or recently within the last month. Mostly this information is from the last week. And the understanding of how things are changing in a good way with the, you know, might say, the evolutionary ascent of consciousness in global humanity. This is what's in process very rapidly, and it's a paradigm shift that is naturally creating some resistance and resentment. There are people that are stuck in negativity, and really, for whatever reasons, they're having difficulty moving forward. And because there's so much independent thinking in people worldwide, everyone's got their own mindset in terms of where things are at and how they should be and how to get there. But there's general principles, universal principles in a free will universe whereby, you know, we go to where we're coming from with our intention, our attention, and retention of ordained love for ascension with enlightened comprehension of the all-connected dimension for heart, mind, co-creation with Creator, God, Love, Source, however you know, the Great Spirit. So, news of this last week. It begins in this news review article that I've provided, the link, that it begins with this video. It's a short video called The Connected Universe. And it's just a short, I don't know, it's about 3 minutes. It's a trailer for the movie, The Connected Universe. And I believe that's available now. I'm not promoting the long-term video per se, but the information about it and the synopsis of the connected universe and what that is and what that means, this is inspirational. This is, you might say, the spirit that matters of how we're all connected. You know, unity, conscience, co-creation as one, you know, universal law language, the language of light, of consciousness as consciousness, and the understanding of light as energy and frequencies, and this video goes into that. It's quite amazing. It's a stimulus, you might say, a spiritual impetus that can carry consciousness into realms of possibility that is hopeful. So that's kind of one of the spiritual videos at the top of this news compendium. And I also reference an article from this last week from the Thrive Movement, which is about 40 million people, I believe, now worldwide. We're following the Thrive Movement, and they have an article and a story behind the video, this video, that you might find really interesting if this you might say, inspired understanding of the connected universe, if you want to go into it in more depth, and you can, the reviews or the blog that link provides. You can see really a lot of interesting responses from people around the world, responses to this connected universe video. I think you'll find that really interesting. So then we have this next spiritual video at the top. And this is a video by Benny Hinn. It's a prayer for President Trump. And it's a fundamental prayer, you might say, of, by, and for the Holy Spirit to overshadow the office of the president. As Benny Hinn says, you know, in his presentation here, it doesn't matter who's elected president. You know, the fact is we need to pray for the overshadowing of the president, pray for the president, you know, that the Holy Spirit will be with him. And that's good counsel. Whoever is elected president, you know, under whatever system we have, you know, you pray that the spirit that matters, you know, the great spirit, the Holy Spirit, you know, the spirit of God as love, as, you know, a connection with the source, connection with the universe, you know, the all-connected universe, however you want to say it, the idea is that pure intention, the prayer of pure intention is not seldom the prelude of the revelation. And so Benny Hinn really chunks it out here. I mean, this is quite a... And there's a lot of people on my blog list that I, you know, these articles that I send out to about 9,000 plus people. I've lost track, but there's a lot of people that are, you know, the full range of Christians and Muslims and different religions and people from all over the world on my list. And it's kind of a global village community. I refer to it as my Mastermind Alliance, or the Ascended Mastermind Alliance that works through this Mastermind Alliance, or that's my intention anyway. And that's the other spiritual video that I've actually provided at the bottom of this news release today. These two spiritual videos is like the beginning, or like the bookends. These two videos, the spiritual videos at the top of this, of the news of the week, this article I'm referring to. And again, I'm hoping you can open that up in a in another window now or in the future while you're watching this. But at the bottom, there's I call it a bonus for initiates, for those initiates of spiritual discernment who know the truth when they hear it. You can witness this fiery message from the Master El Moria given by David Lewis this last week. And again, this is a stretch for a lot of people that the Ascended Masters are speaking, are coming through, stepping through the veil, and laying the foundation for a golden age. But for those with spiritual discernment who know the truth when they hear it, you know, listen, you know, witness this message. This was last week, blew my mind. The fire in that message is really the spiritual insight and outlook for understanding the overview of the change that we're involved with and how it's the responsibility of all light workers, light weavers, you know, light senders, people of the light that are really into service in action and the Holy Spirit of love and action. That comes through this fiery message brilliantly. And I was inspired to find that, you know, as I was finishing this up and I didn't post it the original day I got this article up on February 1st. And I just added it because I just found it from this last week. And this is the kind of inspiration that I think is a good overview of to keep everything else in perspective from the perspective of, you might say, hosts of heaven that are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for the golden age. And that's really the intention of Cosmic Love. That's why I feature articles like this and other spiritual influence articles. Like these two at the top of the news news release from this week. So, other news releases, excuse me, stepping it down into the, you know, you might say, the higher mental. What's going on behind the scenes of all this change? And there are some fascinating, fascinating things going on. One is this, and there's this article, excuse me, and you can click on the link and get to both the video and seven concise points that you might find amazing regarding how Trump, so to speak, accidentally won, according to a former CIA spy who dropped bombshells in an interview. And this is Robert Steele, who I've had on Cosmic Love about a year ago. And this is an article, again, an article with these 7 points summarized, but he's got the short video. Oh, boy, I'm getting into it with my voice already. But he's got these 7 points, but quite concise on some amazing things that are have been going on behind the scenes. And some people, as far as this is, again, when I say CIA, there's the CIA is largely compartmentalized. There's a lot of white hats and then a lot of black hats. And, of course, there's a purge and kind of a coup going on between the white hats and the black hats with global economic reset right now and a power reset with the Trump administration. So this is some insights, some behind the scenes stuff that you might find really interesting. And then there's the article, the next article about, again, this gets into the higher mental stuff that's going on, you know, strategically behind the scenes that we don't see or hear about in the mainstream media. This is a phenomenal article I've referenced, and I've written about it, and the link is the billionaire, you know, is the article, The Billionaire's Brain Behind Trump's Election. And I say that, and this is, again, February 1st, I just published this. This is right out of the twilight zone, but it's true, and I'm not making this up. And those, it's about those who have stripped equity out of the economy with high-speed computer trading and advanced artificial intelligence, and how they have a new champion, the best of breed, you might say, whose team took Trump from sure defeat to victory. This is the story of how Trump was really, his election campaign was in chaos just before the Republican convention, and during the it was very clear the Republican convention there was a lot of disarray. And there was someone that came in, a billionaire, and the story behind him, and I'm going to go into this a little bit, the article. And it's like I say, it's quite amazing. It's actually mind blowing, and I'm going to come back to that after I give the overview of the entire presentation. But for sure, if you have a chance to again open that window, the story of the billionaire's brain behind Trump's election, it's amazing to say the least. And I want to go into that. In more detail, I'm going to give you a little taste of it now. Like I say, this is kind of right out of the twilight zone. It may sound bizarre. It's definitely a lot to process and maybe a stress on one's comfort zone, or maybe not. This may make perfect sense to you. And there's the whole story then how a lot of enlightened people worldwide on the internet are following what's going on, and they can see the positive potential as well as the challenges ahead. And this article goes into, and there's a video of the brains behind Trump's election. And when I say the brains, this guy owns one of the most successful hedge funds in investing history, averaging 72% returns before fees over more than 20 years, a statistic that baffles analysts and outranks the profitability of other investment funds like the ones George Soros and Warren Buffett run. So for a fraction of the action, you might say, this team wants to make America great again. And they can. They could. It's a whole different system it could be the private-public cooperation, and this is kind of challenging to the comfort zone of a lot of people. But the story on this, and again, hold the immaculate concept that this can all work out. It's like a way of praying. You know, don't put any judgment on it, negative judgment on it, because you know this is the justice that just is. There's a whole new organization that's taking shape, and we want to basically, you know, keep it in our prayers and hold the immaculate concept that, you know, the Spirit will work through these individuals in spite of themselves, their human selves, you might say, given the benefit of the doubt for a while, that these guys are going to make good on changing things in a good way, which is maybe hard to see because of all the cognitive dissonance in the mainstream media that don't want things to change. They don't want the power structure, you might say, the old paradigm of control from behind the scenes through banksters, big media, big oil, big pharma, the corporatocracy. So anyway, there's this video at the top of this article on the billionaire's brain behind Trump's election. And then there's more information that goes into this. And really what it comes down to is these guys bet on Trump when he was almost down and out. And you can see the print version of that video, which gives the whole story that I drew from as I wrote the rest of this copy and emphasizing different points. And keep in mind that this team behind Trump could do a lot of good for all Americans in our all-connected global village if they are honest with the world and champion sovereignty, our well-informed choice, with five core global initiatives that I've linked and did an article and referenced, that these are big core global issues and initiatives that relate directly to, you might say, our five core, an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms. You know, freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, you know, religion, you know, core global initiatives that all tie into the evolution of net reality with an upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms. So the core issue here really comes down into, a sense, the sovereignty issue. If we're going to own our own lives, then, as Thomas Jefferson said, the issue today is the same as it's been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So realize that what's truly good for America first is good for the whole world, when the opportunity for global evolution with open truth, freedom, and justice mirrors and models the sovereignty first values that was championed by the founding fathers in the American Revolution. And as Thomas Paine said, which is true today as it was back then, we have the opportunity to begin the world over again. That's in Thomas Paine's Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. Well, this is what's going on globally now. The evolution, revolution, revelations that show clearly where we've come from, where we are, where we're going, and how to get there. And a lot of that issue comes back to who profits. Is it a hedge fund that has a vested interest in the public or the investors? Are you aware that part of Trump's team joined up with the Koch brothers to lobby and pass the infamous Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court? This is the core issue I've written a lot about, the corporatocracy. And when the corporations got the rights of personhood, where they have the right to influence elections. And from Wikipedia, you can read about the Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, versus the Federal Election Commission for Citizens United. And with the outcome that the Supreme Court decided that for-profit and non-for-profit corporations may now advertise and broadcast messages of a political nature without limits on how much they can spend, and with few limits on the timing and nature of the messages, which opened the floodgates of corporate money in our elections nationwide. So the corporatocracy, again, the concentration of power went to the top, to where corporate money could then virtually buy off politicians or leverage politicians or leverage legislation so that politicians could be reelected. Beginning, you might say, the corporatocracy merger of big business with big government through big dollar payoffs, corporate influence peddling. So the authors of that policy are now in power. But the internet is like point counterpoint. The internet has provided transparency with millions of citizen journalists worldwide. We were sharing the truth of all this with billions of global netizens. There's about 4 billion people currently that are connecting through the internet. Most of them on smartphones as their only way of connecting with the world, but smartphones that can access websites. And again, there's this process of information ecology that's going on with people with the interactive internet, creating, originating, and sharing information and sharing that, to where the essence of issue is rising like cream to the top. Of course, there's some crap that rises to the top too, but you know, the discernment issue is such that as more people awaken, more people have discernment, and there's no putting this internet genie back into the bottle. This is where it's going, and this is where power is shifting naturally, so that the evolution of our institutions and the evolution of communications and representation process that are more accountable to social conscience and our social networks, this is where it's going. So how to get there is the vision of where we're going. And that's the vision, the understanding that I've been talking about as far as global telecommunications, hardware, the next phase of the computer and internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware, where it's going with Web 3.0 cyber ethics, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications with the language of light, the language of consciousness, as the interface that will involve and evolve collective conscience. Well, that was a mouthful, and I was going off script, so to speak. I do that every once in a while to just kind of step out of the box of where things are at to give a better understanding of where things are going naturally. And when I'm inspired to chunk that out, you know, I'm going to do so because we tend to lose the woods for the trees. You know, we get caught up in all the details and current news, and sometimes it's difficult to basically, you know, get the whole picture of where things are going and how. And what's the problem now as far as where's the concentration of power and influence that is not accountable to the public will, and how is it changing, and how will that change, and how soon will our core institutions basically align with those social networking processes with the public, which is now the standard. Social networking in our, you know, in our social community, our network communities, you know, this is where people, this is the new mainstream media. This happened here now a couple years ago when all the studies showed that, and when I say all the studies, there was plenty of studies showing that most people are getting their news from the internet now. And there's an independence in that that is, again, millions of citizen journalists who are networking to billions of global netizens. We're talking about the 1% to 3% of enlightened netizens, you might say, citizen journalists, whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking on the internet. This is largely what goes on, because it's networking from you know, they might say, the bottom up. It's an upward mobile conscious evolution process that has been accelerating to the point where, you know, the old paradigm, you know, if the shift is on to a new paradigm, a whole new orientation to the delegation and the representation of power from the whole community, network community, social network community, and the new institutional processes of representation, communication, where the collective conscience is represented. This is the election reform that's going on. It's going on all over the world. It's going on as a function of social conscience and social networks that are bringing more light to bear where before there was just dense, unconscious, and heartless. So where's the resistance and resentment against all this? I mean, the real power is in Citizens United, you know, these billions of global netizens united. It's not in the corporatocracy that has co-opted the name Citizens United without the flame of America first. Citizens United was corporations first, the Supreme Court decisions of Citizens United. It was corporations first. And what we've seen that's come out of that is basically a concentration of power of, by, and for the corporations, because corporate law is wherever profit, you know, the stockholders come before the public whenever profits are at stake. This is corporate law. So this is a big shift that happened with the Citizens United decision, but it succeeded to the point that gross defects obscure actual gains. In other words, it's created such corruption, abject corruption in resistance and resentment against the paradigm shift that's happening naturally in the collective conscience of humanity. It's just like it's reached a point of, you know, its day is done. It's changing. You know, people are demanding, you know, they're commanding, you know, basically, you know, that the our institutions wake up with systems of accountability for the public for whom they serve. So the problem goes back to, you know, if you follow the money, it goes back to the money changers who are running the show. And I go into this and the links I provided in this article There's two articles I provided, and the one article in particular, and I'll be referencing that and going into that more, with what's going on behind the scenes with the money changers, you know, the banksters, you know, the central banks that, you know, like the Federal Reserve that isn't federal and doesn't have any reserve. It's a privately owned corporation. And who owns that and what's their agenda is, like, you know, that's become self-evident over the Internet. And the one article is a compendium of information about that. If you really want to know, you know, what's behind all the fake news, you might say it's the fake economy, you know, that's like smoke and mirrors. The Federal Reserve that's not federal. I mean, we're talking about deception going back for more than 103 years and how every war, pretty much every major world war since then, has been a function of that. So that's a story that, you know, if you really want to know, like going down the rabbit hole, it's, you know, it's the common sense that's uncommon, although, like I said, there's people all over the world that have this information now, and they know that this is the problem, and this is the what's going on with, you might say, the InfoWars with the media and behind the scenes regarding global economic reset to this new paradigm and this paradigm shift that's going on now. That's what it's all about. I mean, the walls in the mind are coming down with the global Internet. You know, it's like becoming, you know, this global village, now the family of mankind, you know, that's all connected and really wants cooperation rather than divide and conquer competition. You know, the world, you might say, of global netizens really want a representation of, by and for, you know, the people. You know, the concept of a democratic processes where we're represented more directly through the communication process itself. So, you know, may the best ideas rule. May the higher conscience rule. May the best ideas be recycled with other good ideas so that even better ideas come out of it as far as how to best serve the purpose and plan, you know, that the government was created for, which is sovereignty, and, you know, how we're all connected. And win-win rather than win-lose. And this is what we're talking about in the global village now, you know, cooperation versus competition, the idea of how we can have everybody wins rather than some of us win and the other people lose and we're going to go to war so that we win and you lose. That's retro. That's classic divide-to-conquer stuff that we've seen in apartheid Israel, you know, virtually a walled concentration camp under recurrent siege that approximates Hitler's Warsaw Ghetto. This is what the collective conscience of humanity has witnessed and is saying, this ain't right. You know. So, you know, again, the divide to conquer, to own and control the resources, you know, we win, you lose, that model is retro. That doesn't work in a global village for the family of mankind now. And that creating walls in the mind and walls between people when their win-win could, you know, transcend the win-lose mindset, you know, and how to do that and how to get there and what that looks like and how that works, that's what really, you know, enlightened people worldwide really want, that, you know, crystallization of the vision of, you know, how to basically involve and evolve co-creation, you know, cooperation, coordination of first principles for an upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms on the Internet. And, again, there's links that I provided on an article on that recently since the first of the year regarding this whole process of involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. So I'm trying to keep neutral about, you know, the fact that Trump was elected. When I say that, you know, it's the justice that just is. It's happened now. So what's the highest and best outcome, being proactive rather than reactive? What's the highest and best outcome that could come out of it? You know, and again, we're talking about how do we best move forward, you know, for basically a global, personal, and planetary win-win. And, you know, again, regarding Trump, some people may have elected Trump, you know, just because they were voting on a single issue that was completely unrelated to a full spectrum of other issues of you know, that other people voted for Trump for. But most people voted for Trump because they were really voting against Hillary, because they just knew too much about how she was bad. And Trump was a wild card. So they played the wild card. He wasn't supposed to win anyway, so vote for the underdog. A lot of people, you know, thought that way. And, they might have been voting for different reasons, but that was kind of the undercurrent for the independents. A lot of independents looked at him and said, I don't know about Trump, but I know about Hillary, and Trump's a wild card, so, you know, I'm going to vote for the underdog. That went on a lot. That, you know, that took him over the top, you might say. So there's hope, you know, that there's, I mean, a lot of marginalized and disenfranchised Americans, you know, it was feeling pretty hopeless for them. You know, we're talking about male and female, black and white, straights, and not so much. You know, all kinds of people were feeling like, you know, they weren't so sure about where things were going. They knew too much about the way things looked like they were going if Hillary got elected, and they wanted, you know, they wanted to try something else. And again, a lot of people voted for Obama, you know, 8 years ago for the same reason. They were tired of the bushwhackers, you know, and the whole, you know, rampage in the Middle East. And they, you know, they were hoping for change, and they voted for Obama. So there's kind of a two-step thing going on. But in any regard, the Republicans, you might say, are in charge now, and Trump means business. He's saying he's going to deregulate business to help small business. But if he deregulates big business, we're going to see the same ramp up of casino capitalism that followed deregulation of banking and led to the giant bubble of fake loans and the 2008 economic collapse. And none of those crooks went to jail, but I digress, you know. The big media telecoms right now are lobbying hard for deregulation. But without regulation, the giant telecoms could very well become wolves and devour the internet for the stockholders, not for the public. Again, corporate law, wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. That was a Supreme Court decision going way back when Henry Ford wanted to... He wanted, basically, he had plans for his production line, and the stockholders sued him and won. You know, I think Henry Ford wanted to keep them all black, and the stockholders wanted multiple colors. And the stockholders sued him and won and set a precedence that wherever profits are at stake, even a privately held corporation with a lot of stockholders, profits of the stockholders come first. And basically, Henry Ford, you might say, was co-opted for the profits before... You know, the principle of keeping the auto cheaper and less expensive, stockholders wanted to make them more expensive. And this is what goes on a lot. Corporate law determines that profit for the stockholders, wherever that's at stake, comes before profit of the public. And that's a profits before people policy that has wreaked havoc on the republic. Whether you're talking about big oil or big pharma or big media or big banks or the big government collusion with all of those corporations, we're talking about that has created serious problems, profits before people, or the wealthy, the corporations, and the 1% and the 0.0000001%, you know, have got incredibly rich. And the 99% have, and in the middle class is disappearing. So I could go on with more details about, you know, the general overview and the different articles and the graphics, the infographics that go into what's going on with the paradigm shift to the next economy, and what's going on with the big media and the big lies of the big media, the information warfare that we see going on, which has kind of hit the wall of mass awakening with the net reality of billions of global netizens who care to share the truth that liberates social conscience in our global social networks. This is going on. And this is the currency of social conscience that is the self-regulation for global reset. Global economic reset's going on, and self-regulation, self-governing, self-regulation for self-correction in a self-elevation way for salvation, you might say. Self-elevation is salvation through self-regulation, sovereignty. Those first principles are coming to the fore in the global village. I mean, we're talking about a global evolution revolution, and the revelations of that are coming forward fast and furious. I hope you appreciate these articles and the videos with this overall news release. And if you want to go deeper, the links I provided in the two articles today, we'll go into that with more videos, and more articles, and more infographics. And you can get the background story on what's going on with the global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. What the founding fathers would say, what they said back then that applies today, because we're really talking about finishing, you know, the revolution globally that the founding fathers began. There's an exact parallel that's going on in the collective social networks of global humanity. And that one article, again, the war on truth and global economic reset. It's global economic reset, folks. It's behind the scenes of all that we see going on with the, so to speak, coup in the CIA, the power shift in the CIA and government right now, the power shift that's going on. Now, there's global economic reset going on. That's the real story. And within that context, the understanding of who the enemy is, who and what in the corporatocracy of big corporate interests resists and resents any change for their own self-serving profit and power. I mean, it's real, that's really the core issue. So there's a higher power that comes into all this. This is the divine plan. The highest and best thrust for a purpose that you can see is the potential of the Internet with five core global initiatives that will reboot the matrix, so to speak, is in process, you know, to create a virtually a golden age on Earth. And we're talking about, you know, the emerging blueprint for a golden age. It's in process. And we'll see how it goes. You know, I can't think of anything better to do, and it's been my pleasure to do these blogs, do these articles and videos, and share it with you. So thanks for listening. I hope you get a chance to see the videos on the business of paradigms and by Joel Barker, who says that what may be impossible to do with the old paradigm may be easy to do with the new paradigm. So watch his video that I've linked multiple times in these three articles I've done in this compendium. Joel Barker's article on the business of paradigms. I think it's about 18 minutes long, but it is concentrated with some really, especially the latter part of the video, some really valuable information. If you can get past the first 5 minutes or so, it really goes into really good examples of new paradigm and the paradigm shift. And I hope you finish up with, if you haven't at the beginning, to watch that extraordinary fiery message from the Master El Morya. Regarding light workers, you know, light weavers, light bearers, you really want to, you know, network the light. And with the spirit of love and action, the power of love, boy, it's a really fiery message. I thought it was extraordinary from this last week. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, and happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.